What's going on, everybody? You're listening to Small State Big Takes, presented by House Enterprise. We have a message from our friends over at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Whether it's a college football bet, an NFL bet, or all types of sports bets, the DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. If you use the code SSBT and bet $5, you can instantly score up to $200 in bonus bets. Listen to the episode to hear more information about this DraftKings promo, but if you're a new customer, head on down to the DraftKings Sportsbook, use the code SSBT, and instantly score those bonus bets. Enjoy the episode, and remember, the house always wins.
Ain't this what they've been waiting for?
Oh, welcome back to Small State Big Takes. This is episode 265. It's got nothing on Josh's little man cave he's got at his house, or you know, his place. Boy, oh boy, does he have it made over there. But you know, I'm working on it. We're getting there.
The only thing I'm critical of right now as a plumber is there's no bathroom down there. What are you going to do when you got to piss?
I got to go upstairs. That's a one bathroom house, dude. What do you want me to do?
Oh, dude, that hurts. That hurts. Yeah, but I mean, tough. Hey, you know what? You win some, you lose some. I mean, that's the space is worth it though.
Yeah. So
is there gaming down there for you?
Yeah, right here. Right where I am.
Let's go.
It's all set up on a nice new desk here too.
You know what I see in the future for you? A urinal.
Yeah, that'll make the bed the basement.
Not this room, good. But around the corner.
It smell real, real nice down here.
Oh yeah. little
yeah, partition. Well, I'll have to have that conversation maybe in the spring or something. I'll bring that up and see what kind of reaction I get.
Yeah, there you go. So I have a question for you as a Mario guy, and I think I already asked you this but I forgot. Did you play the Mario Wonder game at all?
I did not. No.
Do you have any interest in playing it?
I don't have interest on spending money on it, and I don't know if I have interest playing it.
I got you.
Because it's just like, it's a Super Mario Bros. Game. I understand the concept, like 2D Mario, side scroller, whatever you want to call it. But like, I don't know. I never like really enjoyed those games. I liked Mario 3D World. I played that one a lot on the Wii U. I ran through that one. But as far as like Super Mario Bros., never really got my attention. Kind of, I don't know. But this one sold like hotcakes and it's up for game of the year. So they must've done something right.
Well, you know, we talked about this last week. We did because Gilly was here and I was popping off, but I just wanted to critique it one more time. Now I didn't buy it. I borrowed it off Pete Skeet. And, I'm just really critical because it's people talk like it's the best game and it's not, bro. It's just not. I'm just like, you know what? You know, but my overall overarching theme here of me bringing this up again is a lot of groupthink going on Twitter. A lot of people.
Yeah, that's just Twitter in general, though.
Scary.
I also think it's, you know, Super Mario Bros. Is a pretty culty game. So like, if you didn't grow up playing Super Mario Bros. And you haven't played every single one, like,
yeah,
like you and I probably have the same kind of reaction. Be like, yeah, it's all right. Oh, what do they have? Singing piranhas. Piranha plants, that's cool, I guess. Like, yeah, who fucking cares? Big whoop.
People bust a nut over that stuff. Like, people, like, you, like, in the, if you watch the IGN reviews too, it's like, oh, and wait till you see this masterpiece. Like, the Goombas are like dancing and singing. Like,
yeah, like they act what? Like that's groundbreaking stuff. That's where the bar at is with video games right now, though. We've talked, we talked about this like probably a month ago or whatever. It's just like, the state of video games is just so bad. The expectation is so low. I even see people applauding this Call of Duty. Granted, it's only been a week, and that's usually what happens is everybody sucks it off for a week and then realizes that it's dog shit. But like,
exactly.
It's a $75 map pack, in my opinion. I played it a little bit. I think it's fucking trash. And the gameplay is okay. Nothing crazy, but the matchmaking fucking sucks. When I play with people better than me generally. So I just get put in lobbies with like fucking COD pros and shit. And it's just like, I can't just relax and play a game. Not to mention, remember back in the day, OG Modern Warfare 2. What did you do when you made a gun? You fucking clicked the gun. You put either a sight on. You only put one attachment on.
Right.
There are 60 different sites alone to choose from now.
60 yeah.
sites. That's just insane. And the worst part about all of this was, like, the other day I saw something that said that whatever game came in and, like, took it over to release it this year. Because remember at this time last year, they were like, oh, we're doing every yeah. other year now.
Right.
And then, it, yeah. and then whoever came in, I think Sledgehammer came in and was like, nah, like, Microsoft bought fucking Blizzard or whatever, Activision, there we go, bought Activision, and they're like, nah, we're releasing a game this year. So they brought in Sledgehammer to make this game, and what's the first thing they do is take away the system of just, I don't know if you remember Black Ops systems where you just, like, you had 10 slots and you could fill it with whatever you wanted, perks,
right.
attachments,
yeah,
so, yep. whatever. Like, right. you could have 5 attachments on your gun, but then you wouldn't have anything else, that type of shit.
Yes.
That is the system we were going to get until Sledgehammer came in and was like, nah, we still have Gunsmith, so we can sell blueprints. It's like, God fucking damn it. That sucked, because it'd be more enjoyable if it was simplified. It still wouldn't be that good, but I think it would be better with that. But maybe that's just my age speaking, because I can't keep up anymore with the state of competitive shooters, because everything is fucking competitive. There's no such thing as, like, just logging on and casual gaming. Even the zombies mode is, like, crazy this year. I haven't played it yet, but I heard it's just, like, kind of like an open world survival type thing. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but, like, even that is just like, dude, what happened to just, like, zombies come in waves and you fucking kill them?
I know, yo.
See how, like, long you can go.
What, I missed the day. Like, I've only played this game with Pete Skeet so far. I haven't played any campaign. I was over his house the other night, and we played a little bit and played some zombies. And it was like it was almost like a war zone kind of deal. And then you're in a big map with I think like 24 people or something. And it was so fun.
Weird.
Like it was weird. It was like a weird, like a cooperative, like, you're 24 people are all on the same team and we're all trying to kill all the zombies and also, like, enemy soldiers that are, like, you know, like NPCs. So that was interesting. It was interesting, but it was like, it definitely felt like a $70 like upgrade. You know what
That's
I mean?
What it I mean. Like, it's like yeah. a, it's like a, how, you know, basically every year you buy Madden, you're just buying like a roster update. It's like, that's
yeah,
what the
is.
COD felt like this year so far to me anyways. Just like, I paid $75 for old maps. Half of them aren't even good. Can we, like, admit that half of those maps aren't good and you just want, like, Terminal yeah. and Rust and, like,
that's it,
fucking Skid Row, like, that's all you want was, like, 6 maps,
right?
Yeah, that's kind of my take on it. And
I just want to know, how many times can we regurgitate the same shit? Like,
people
heard that
keep buying it, dude.
I gotta be honest with you, I think I'm done buying shit that I've already bought. Like, I think until like, what I truly want right now, and I think you can relate to this, but what I truly, really want is to play Pokemon Emerald one more time. Like, I don't know
how
I'm going to do it. Like I'd love to get, like, I want to just find my Game Boy and play that
game. You know how much, like, a Pokemon Emerald game goes for these days?
How much?
Almost $200.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that nuts?
I wish I knew where I was, dude.
You know, one thing I would be so... Remember a couple years ago when they remade Platinum and...
Yeah.
Pearl.
That
and
was
like
awesome.
Those remakes were great. Dude, yeah. If they remade fucking Gen 3 like that, that was good. Not like the Alpha Sapphire thing that was ass.
Right.
Those ones were ass for... I don't know how they fucked it up, but they did.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
That'd be... I feel like these games come out like Link's Awakening or like shit like that, where it's like people are like, oh my God, this is all I ever asked for. It's like, dude, who are you people? Like, like, what is that shit? Like, let's be honest here. Like, there's like, and then like you think about like Mario 64, like that would be sick to get remastered, like, or like a
it is remastered, you know what I mean? But
like,
yeah.
Like, or is it?
Well, it's more of a, like, you know, like they.
Like
you can play
thing.
You can play in a few different ways on the Switch, actually. Yeah, you can buy Super Mario 3D All-Stars, which is Super Mario 64 and
yeah.
Sunshine and Galaxy, or you can just, I'm pretty sure it's on the Virtual Console as well.
Okay.
But, like, if, are you saying if they, like, how they're doing was Super Mario RPG that comes out this week.
Yes,
like,
that's what I mean.
They enhanced the graphics and whatnot and like really remastered it, not just like released it again. Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
That'd be like a smash. I think that'd be a smash hit. You know what I mean?
Maybe they're saving it for the next gen console, whenever that is, because every year it's rumored that the Switch is having its, you know, PS5 version, and it just doesn't happen every year. Instead, they have fucking indie like shit that comes out at this time of year, and everything's shit. I never played Super Mario RPG though as a young lad, so I might dabble in that one.
Is it out yet?
It's out on Friday. It's out this week.
Okay, I never played that either, but it does seem interesting.
Yeah. And I never fully played all the Paper Mario games, but I could be swayed into getting the new Paper Mario. I think that's
what are those? Year. What the fuck is that game?
It's I mean, like, it's not like Super Mario, and it's not like Super Mario Bros. I'm trying to. I can't think of like the best. Like, obviously, everything it's like a paper world, right? Obviously, so. All the shit that you see in there looks like origami type shit, you know, like it looks like paper, but the gameplay of it is a little different. Like the way you do fights is like, I can't remember exactly, but you, it's a different style of game. And it's, again, like most Nintendo, fucking things has like this crazy cult following on it that just live, breathes, and dies it. A game that I wanted would fucking lose my shit to get remastered is the that Sonic Adventure game where you can raise the little fucking gremlins and make them do karate and races and shit like that. That game remastered would be awesome, I think. But instead, they just keep remaking trash games, or like DK64 remastered would be sick. So many options. Yeah. Like,
so many great options that haven't been explored. That seems so obvious.
And my, again, that's where the bar is for gaming. It's just like remake the games from mid-2000s and our generation will be fucking thrilled.
That thing is, you know what's going to happen? It's going to come when we're too old for it. We're exactly. going to be like, we're going to like have kids and shit. We're not going to have any fucking time.
It's going to come
like
in 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, yeah, exactly right. Or we're going to be done gaming now. Like, dude, I don't game anymore.
I don't have the attention span for it anymore. Right. It's just like, it's not the same. If I got this when I was 25 instead of 35, I'd be ripping it all day.
Oh, my God. I know. I feel like I neglect my, like, do you ever feel that way? Like, I feel like I neglect my PS5. I got a fucking new Spider-Man game. I don't even have any time to play it. I want to play it so bad.
No, I use mine, but I only play Apex. I played a little COD over the weekend. I played a little Fortnite last week with the map and shit. That's another thing that pisses me off is I go in to play some fucking Fortnite, and what do I drop into? It's just I'm playing against computer the whole time. I don't want to play against
computer. Yeah, a lot of computer.
What are we doing, Fortnite? You have 5 million people on the game. Why am I playing with a bunch of computer players? Not computer players, but fucking AI bots. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Why do you think they do that?
Get off for this shit. I don't know if they did it just to like I never was under the impression they needed to do it to fill servers. I feel
like early on it was like there was always 100 people in those games, and like a real 100, and we'd fucking
easily, and like they still get plenty of action to do that. I don't know. I never like understood the logic behind it, and that it, to me, is what kills me from like going just back and playing it right now by myself. Even it's just like I don't want to go into a game and play against a bunch of fucking AI people. Like, it's just not. I shouldn't have to load up into a ranked game to get away from that. Just like, again, just like casual gaming experience just doesn't exist. It's either go try hard to go pro or fuck off.
Right
at this point.
Well, my other question is to you. Did you watch the fucking Patriots?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. Most of it at the gym, but I'm down to discuss a little Patriots for a couple minutes, I guess.
Yeah, well, I just want to just discuss some sports with you. Like, I don't really care about the Patriots anymore myself, but
yeah, me neither.
I haven't been watching shit for football. How about that? Big take.
Dude, it's hard to stay interested in a sport that, one, like, it's never been my favorite sport, but obviously it was way easier to follow when they had Tom Brady and we were fucking good. But now it's just like, some people are still so goddamn passionate about it. I'm like, dude, it's not going to happen until you get lucky and find a quarterback.
Right.
That's my take on it. My other take on it is, I'm totally fine. I still think Belichick is a great coach, but he just needs someone to tell him how to pick offensive players, because he sucked at that forever.
Right.
But he had Tom Brady to make up for it. So it didn't matter that he sucked at it. Now it matters. So I think if you want to improve the Patriots, what you got to do is get someone in charge of player personnel. And I'm kind of bought into the conspiracy theory that out there, that he never wanted Mac Jones in the first place, and that Kraft was pushing him to draft a quarterback so they didn't have to pay a quarterback out there that he really wanted, like Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, would that have worked out? Probably not, but maybe. Maybe better than what you have now. And now he's just throwing Mac out there to the wolves every week because he's like, well, this is what you wanted, Mr. Kraft, and he fucking sucks. I tried to tell you that back then. He fucking sucks then. He sucks now. And this is what you wanted me to do.
I thought Belichick wanted Mac. I thought that was his boy.
I don't know. Like, I kind of bought into the theory that he would have rather done something else with that pick than draft the fifth quarterback taken in that draft and 15 picks that he didn't like.
Right.
Brief interruption from our regularly scheduled program to talk about our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Pretty exciting time of year. You've got the NFL in full swing, college football, things are heating up, NHL just came back, baseball, you've got the playoffs and the World Series just around the corner, and you've also got the NBA and college basketball just about to return as well. It doesn't get better than that, in my opinion. And what better way to celebrate and enjoy those games than by participating in some wagers with DraftKings Sportsbook? You can download DraftKings Sportsbook now and use code SSBT to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5. Again, code SSBT only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. A lot of great promos and sports boosts on a nearly daily basis. A lot of fun ones to sprinkle some action, even on those Thursday night games, World Series plays, etc. So again, promo code SSBT for new customers, and please enjoy. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY, which is 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Please call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks.
Feel like he, I still think he would have rather traded to go get traded for Jimmy G from San Fran at the time and built off that and used that pick for probably a fucking, you know, lineman or a defensive edge or a linebacker or something like that. I don't remember who was available at the time, but that, that whole draft class kind of fucking sucks Wang from the quarterback position. It was Zach Wilson sucks Wang. Trevor Lawrence is all right. He's good against bad teams, bad against good teams, that type of guy. Yep. Fields. Very, very similar numbers to Mac Jones in his career so far, by the way. Like, they're not that far off. I saw that. Oh, yeah. Fields, I still think will maybe be okay, but I'm not buying it with that coach anyway. But at the same time, it's like, even with Mac Jones, where you got to feel bad for him is, since he's been in the NFL, he's had three different offensive coordinators. Like, that's just being set up to fail, in my opinion. And
right.
We made fun of other teams doing that for how long? Like, the Jets for how long, bringing in coordinator after coordinator with Mark right. Sanchez and with other QB after QB. Yep. It's just, like, no sustainability. And they wanted a change in the offseason. They chose to stick with the quarterback and get rid of the coordinators. And maybe that was the wrong decision. In hindsight, maybe Matt Patricia wasn't nearly as bad as we thought. Maybe he just knew as well that the pieces he had to work with fucking sucked ass, because they still suck ass. Their offense is worse this year by, like, kind of a lot, especially the run game is way worse this year.
This team never had a chance.
Fucking chance.
Yeah. You know what? I hate to permanently be a hater, but I feel like this podcast is good because we can just air out our grievances. So, like, I just can't believe, like, I'm actually, like, kind of done with NFL right now as a whole, just for this season, because it's so, the product sucks. Like, mm-hmm. so many of these fucking games. Like, I don't know if we're, like, I don't know if it's just me. Like, I don't know if I'm just a fucking hater, and I don't want to be this way. Or if I just have a critical eye, but I feel like I'm just saying it like it is, because, like, we watch these games and it's like, these games suck. These players suck. Like, college football is way better. Like, NFL, like, I'm watching the Packers. I watch the Packers and Steelers. Kenny Pickett sucks. Jordan Love sucks.
The quarterback play in the NFL is so bad right now. And so amongst a year where there are so many, there are a lot of really bad football teams. Yeah. And amongst one of those years, the Patriots are probably a bottom three team. All. Is even they're not worse than the Panthers. That team is just fucking god awful. Like, it's pretty alarming how many good quarterbacks. Like, if you were like, because I was having this conversation the other day with a couple other friends, and they were complaining. It's just like, just go get a good quarterback. You got to get a good, it's like, how many good quarterbacks are there?
Not many.
I said maximum there are 10 quarterbacks I would feel good about having on my team.
Drop them.
Obviously, Mahomes.
Yep.
I think that's far and away number one at this point, too.
Yep.
I know he struggled, especially lately, but I still would put Josh Allen up there. Mm-hmm. I personally would put Lamar Jackson up there. I know that might be a hot take or not. Joe Burrow, I would put up there. So that's up to four.
I'm out on Burrow.
See, I'm kind of on the flip side. I'm kind of out on Herbert, but I'm still in on Burrow. So that's four from the AFC. And Stroud, I'm going to put Stroud in there. I know that it's early, but I think Stroud is just really fucking good, because he's not exactly, I know you do, and this is going to be music to your ears. He's not exactly in the best situation. He's got a great coach. It seems DeMeco Ryans is a very good coach, which is nice, and some stability there. But you looked at that paper, that roster on paper at the beginning of the year, they're like, and you're like, this poor kid, he's going to look like Bryce Young does this year. He's got nobody exactly to throw to. But you know what happens? When you get a special talent, which C.J. Stroud just might be, he makes everybody around him that much better. And I think that's kind of what we're seeing, because he's throwing to, like, Nico Hollins and Tank Dell. Maybe Tank Dell will actually be a stud. I don't know. But, like, he's making these guys fucking nasty. And I think that's telling. So I'm putting C.J. Stroud in there. And then, I mean, like, I guess I'd put Jalen Hurts even in there, even though I'm still not really a believer. And let's say that's up to six.
Jalen Hurts, for sure.
And, like, now I'm struggling to feel, like, if Stafford's healthy, I still kind of believe in him.
Not me.
But, like, that's my point, is
two-thirds
of the league, you're like, yeah, I wish I had a better quarterback.
Like, maybe Dak sometimes.
I'm out on Dak. That guy can't beat a good team either.
Yeah.
He's
I would never pay him. I never want him, but, like,
yeah,
I trust him more. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I don't like Kyler. I don't like.
Kyler's okay, but, like, I don't know. That was my point, though, is, like, how many teams are you like, yeah, I want this quarterback. Like, I believe in this quarterback to take me to the next step. And, like, there's just not a lot out there. And the ones that are out there, I can point to, well, put this guy over there and he's going to look a lot better. Like Tua, Tua's having a great season, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, you've got an offensive guru as a head coach. Like Mike McDaniel just knows what the fuck he's doing in this day and age offensively. Not to mention you have two of the fastest wide receivers in the NFL and you've got couple of the fastest running backs in the NFL. It's like, goddamn, bro. I know you still got to make the plays and make the throws and stuff, but like, goddamn, you better be good. There'd be a lot of quarterbacks that would be well in Miami this year, not just Tua.
True, but I'm also thinking. I would put Tua in somewhere there. I do trust him more than a lot of guys right now. He might make my top 10.
He's borderline top 10, I would say. Yeah,
because there's such a drastic fall off. I just can't fathom that this is how brutally bad a lot of these teams are.
So many bad ones, like Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Deshaun Watson fucking sucks.
Kenny Pickett sucks.
I was actually, when Anthony Richardson was healthy, I liked what I saw, but he needs to learn how to stay healthy. He was really reminding me a lot of when Cam Newton was dominating. I was like, damn. I'm seeing a lot of like prime Cam Newton in this kid. I hope he can stay healthy. Sure enough, he fucking can't. So more to be seen with Anthony Richardson. The jury's still out. Mm-hmm. I'm not sold on Trevor Lawrence. Obviously, Titans quarterback situation sucks ass. Russell sucks ass. Raiders sucks ass. Herbert has his moments. Like he has all the talent in the world. He has all the talent around him in the world too. Like there are people out there. Maybe it's a small group that come across my Twitter feed that complain that Justin Herbert needs more weapons. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you people are delusional. If you actually believe that, that is crazy. But like at the same time, when you need to put your nuts on the line and make a couple plays, Justin Herbert hasn't really done that much. And I know he's never had a good defense really, but it's not like they haven't tried on defense. They have fucking goddamn Khalil Mack and Derwin James and Asante Samuel, and they pay JC Jackson, who ended up sucking, and Joey, but like they've got, I don't know.
Right. The Chargers are like permanent fucking chokers, man. I don't know
that's
what
true.
The problem is.
He's also got a fucking nut job boob loser as a head coach, so kind of feel bad for
who's
him there. What's his name? Brandon Staley. He's a moron.
But I
think Herbert's the guy that everybody will always have excuses for no matter what, just because the raw talent and like the arm strength and the arm talent is so fucking good.
You know what I want to say? Yeah, you're right about Herbert. And people will always kind of believe, and it disgusts me. I think that weirdly right now, the team I kind of like in a weird way, the Raiders, I hope that fucking Antonio Pierce fucking brings them to the playoffs with Aiden O'Connell or whoever the fuck that guy is. Like, what's going on there?
Not even. It would be on the back of that defense, because that defense has been good for the past few weeks, which is weird to say. Like, Max Crosby's a fucking animal.
Yeah, he's in freak mode. That team is pretty gnarly. I still think
they're
the Niners
scrappy.
Are a wagon. I think the Niners are a badass team.
Yeah, but they don't have a like phenomenal quarterback play. Like, there's sometimes Brock Purdy's out there, and you're like, this guy... this guy fucking is fucking awful. But then there's games like last week where he's like, there we go, that's the Brock Purdy that we need to show up and play. But I mean, like, he's fine, but if you drop some of those names in front of a 49ers fan and they're like, I'll take Justin Herbert, please and thank you,
right?
But also, doesn't that show you how fucking bad Trey Lance was too? God damn.
Yeah, well, yikes. You know what I think though about this, like Brock Purdy, and like I think about Joe Burrow too. Like these guys are fucking hurt. Like I know they are. Like I know
Joe Burrow was definitely hurt for a while.
I think he's still hurt. I don't think he's ever fully recovered. And he just goes out there, and you know, God bless him. Like he's a really tough, definitely tough, but he like definitely has some physical ailments that he has not worked through, and his play as a result, the Bengals kind of suck. And it's like, I know that Joe Burrow has like MVP potential in my mind. I think he does, but like it's so hidden right now, and he like the Bengals might not go far at all. And I think it's just because that guy's health is, I think his back's fucked up. He takes some hits. So he's I'm sure he's got some, you know, brain stuff going on, legs. I see that guy take some of the hardest hits, you know, I feel bad. Like, I don't know. And also another reason why I'm like kind of sick of the NFL. Like, I hate seeing these guys getting their brain scrambled. You know what? Fuck, what are we doing? Baseball is the only sport that matters, bro. Baseball for life.
I know, dude, it is. And we got a couple minutes left before we call it quits, you know, just a nice little short classic SSBT this week with a couple boys, but stove is cold. Shocker. Baseball off season starts off cold and slow, but once the big fish goes, I think it'll start picking up. Usually that's how it works. But
you got any predictions right now? You got any gut feelings? I think that the Padres fire sale begins tomorrow.
Yeah. That was probably the only thing of note that really happened. The Padres owner passed away. I don't know if that was suddenly or not, but I guess you can kind of twist that to say, like, maybe if he knew his time was limited, that's why he went out and just fucking spent like crazy, because he wanted to see his goddamn team win. And you know what? I respect the fuck out of that. If that,
me too.
If
that's badass.
That's awesome. And I'm pretty sure he was like he grew up a Padres fan. Like, it was one of those situations. So, but now they are in a tough hole. I do think that they're going to trade away. Like, it sounds like Juan Soto is certainly going to be traded to someone. Again, my deepest, darkest fear is that he is a New York Yankee. I hope that doesn't happen. Because
that ain't happening. That ain't fucking happening.
Goddamn, that will be rough. But all Brian Cashman just keeps saying stupid shit every single day, and it's hilarious.
I love that. I hope he stays forever. Him, Aaron Boone. It makes me happy.
Just run it back every year. It's the fucking best.
With Giancarlo and Aaron Judge and
he's talking shit about his entire roster. It's crazy. He's just like, yeah, all these guys are pussies and get hurt all the time. There's nothing I can do about it. It's like,
he's got it right though.
I get that the health plays a factor into Major League Baseball, but he's not the only roster that deals with health issues. Like, the Rangers were without their biggest, you know, free agent of this past offseason and the best pitcher in baseball, and he's won a World Series. Like, fucking grow up. Josh Young missed half the season. You know, like, what are we doing? What are we talking about? Next man up.
The Yankees have every excuse. I love it.
They do.
You know what I saw today? You know what disgusted me today that I had to be reminded of? Benintendi was a Yankee.
Yeah, I forgot. That was so weird.
That was what was that? What was that shit? That was some Brian Cashman like bullshit.
You know what was awesome though is that he was fucking terrible and hurt the whole time he was a Yankee.
That's right. It's true.
That was great.
And unfortunate that that's all he's ever been, really. Benny.
Yeah, we'll always have 2018 with Andrew Benintendi.
I'll never forget those days, bro.
Hey, that was a great. He had a great season.
It's crazy how long ago that was.
A couple of phenomenal play. Yeah, so now it's time for Craig to hop on that horse and make some moves. I'm ready. I hope baseball offseason picks up here soon. I hope the Yankees keep talking shit about their $300 million players. And anything else on my mind, really? Probably not. URI's looking to go 3-0. Start the year with a win tonight. We'll see how that goes. Any final take? We're at under a minute, so good end.
Okay. Final takes. Ohtani will be a Red Sox. I really do think that's going to happen.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not even being hopeful. I just think it's going to happen. I think that Fujinami, whatever his name was, what's the guy's name?
Yamamoto. Fuck.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. He will be a Met. Jung Ho, the outfielder.
Yeah.
Cubs.
I think the Cubs are going to make a splash. I agree. I don't know what it's going to be, but I think they do make a splash.
Bell's right, going back too.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you motherfuckers next week.
Peace the fuck out, bitch.